Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis.
My friends of sports history, this is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for November 26th, as we will talk about some of the greatest events in athletic sports, the people that performed them, and the numbers that they wore. But before we get to our uniform numbers, let's make sure that you know a little bit about that comes out every day, 6:30 a.m. You can be a part of that too. Know everything that's going on from the Pigpen. That's Pigskin Dispatch, Sports Jersey Dispatch, and OrvilleMulligan.com. So you will know everything that's going on. Just go to the very show notes of this podcast and sign up. It's real easy, and you'll get it each and every day, 6:30 a.m. Now, those uniform numbers for this November 26th that we'll talk about are numbers 12, 14, 5, 32, 36, 19, 20, 10, 36, and jersey number 13. November 26, 1917, the National Hockey League formed with the Montreal Canadiens, the Montreal Maroons, Toronto Arenas, Ottawa Senators, and Quebec Bulldogs. And in the advent of this, the National Hockey Association, NHA, disbanded. November 26, 1960, the Minneapolis St. Paul Baseball Club ended up taking the name of the Twins. Sounds very familiar. November 26, 1963, Navy quarterback number 12, Roger Staubach, won the 29th Heisman Award, and what a great player he was, both at the collegiate and the professional level. Of course, he went to the Dallas Cowboys just a year later. November 26, 1963, Cincinnati Reds second baseman number 14, Pete Rose, won the National League Rookie of the Year. November 26, 1965, the Los Angeles Dodgers second baseman number 5, Jim Lefevre, was voted as the National League's Rookie of the Year. 1968, on the 26th of November, Southern Cal running back number 32, O.J. Simpson, took home the 34th annual Heisman Trophy Award. November 26, 1969, the 35th Heisman Award went to Oklahoma Sooners running back number 36, Steve Owens. On the 26th of November, 1975, the Boston Red Sox center fielder number 19, Fred Lynn, became the first rookie ever to be named as the American League's Most Valuable Player Award. That's quite an accomplishment for sure. And then on 1980s, at 26th version of November, Mike Schmidt, number 20 for the Phillies, was the unanimous choice for the National League Most Valuable Player. 1984, November 26th, after 518 goals and 14 years with the Montreal Canadiens, number 10 Guy Lafleur retired abruptly. This didn't last long. It was a few seasons later that he laced up the skates once more in the NHL for the New York Rangers. November 26, 1989, the Canadian Football League's Grey Cup Championship game, Sky Dome in Toronto. The Saskatchewan Roughriders defeated the Hamilton Tiger Cats 43-40 in a thriller. On number 36, Dave Ridgway's field goal winner, as known as the kick in that game. November 26, 1995, Miami Dolphins all-star quarterback number 13, Dan Marino, who ended up going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, set an NFL record with his 343rd career touchdown pass. And we'll wrap it up in 1999 on the 26th of November. National Hockey League legend Steve Yzerman, wearing number 19 for the Detroit Red Wings, scored his 600th goal in his NHL career. And that is your sports history for this November 26th, your sports break that takes you away from the world for just a few minutes to give you some great sports history with uniforms and great athletes that wore them and doing some spectacular things a lot of awards going on here, especially in the baseball realm. But, you know, we have some hockey, baseball, and basketball showing up there as well. And, you know, that's going to get more and more here as we get into the playoff season of football and, you know, bowl season. And also get in right in the middle of the seasons of the NBA and NHL. So hope you'll join us each and every day for this great sports history, and just take some time to enjoy it. In the meantime, you can go to sportshistorynetwork.com, go to pigskindispatch.com, or jerseydispatch.com for more great sports history. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day.
We have a great offer on some free audiobooks that we're giving away this month through December 15th on Spies of the Sideline, the highest stakes world of NFL espionage by Kevin Bryant. He has given us two audiobooks to give away. We're going to do that by determining our listeners that are most loyal, the people that are going to our newsletter the most often, signing up for our newsletter, emailing us, and DMing us on both Facebook and Twitter at Pigskin Dispatch on both of those. Also, we want to make sure you are aware that the hardcover copy of The Spies on the Sidelines, The High Stakes World of NFL Espionage by Kevin Bryant is available as a great Christmas gift. You can buy it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Walmart. And great stocking stuffer for that football fan in your life. Make sure you get a copy for Christmas today. We're dribbling around and see the shot clock's almost out, so we got to put up our shot and come back tomorrow for some more great sports history. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.